Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys. There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from the...
News Talk 580 WTCM, 9 minutes after 10 o'clock here on this Wednesday, October the 10th. And boy, warmer temperatures sticking around for yet another day here, but it's not exactly the best weather elsewhere in the entire country. And we're going to be talking a little bit in a potpourri edition of the Travel Authority's travel show here on WTCM. And Bonnie Pintozzi, you know what? Every time we start to get kind of just bad weather,
yes,
immediately people go, oh, what about my trip that's next week, or my trip that's 6 months from now? What am I going to do if there's, you know, a hurricane,
mm-hmm,
or if there's a major snowstorm? I mean, there are a lot of things that can happen when you're traveling that are unforeseen circumstances.
Absolutely, and they're acts of nature. A lot of that happens that way. But what we really encourage and talk in length about with our clients is travel insurance. It's a really important factor, but getting the right travel insurance based on the type of trip or whatever, you know, your lifestyle is too, to make sure that you're covered. For instance, right now, it's a shame. We have another hurricane, and it looks like a really big one, and people will be impacted. People will definitely be impacted that live there, but people will be impacted or flying from all different destinations.
You know, let's talk about that, because when you think about Hurricane Michael, it's not a Category 4 storm, 145 mile per hour winds, but it's in the Panhandle area, which not a lot of these major storms have been hitting the Panhandle area in recent years, which may have given people a false sense of security, both people who are traveling and people who live there.
Right. And the way it's going to impact those coastal towns for sure, Pensacola and everything like that, and depends on how it moves around. But I think the bottom line is, we've talked about this before, you can take travel insurance out before a storm is named. So once they categorized, here comes Michael, you cannot take travel insurance out for that particular reason. You just can't. It's the pre versus now what's happening. So when you're making choices, like right now, what choice would you have if you're flying?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, there's airline waivers that are coming through our office constantly, you know, with the airlines. But it's not that you get a full refund, because what they're doing is let's say, for instance, on or before tickets were issued October 9th, let's say, they'll waive certain things. They go down to affected areas. So they list about the cities and stuff that are going to be impacted.
Yeah.
If you're not on that, necessarily this waiver doesn't apply to you at this point in time. So, and then the travel must originate on or before, like, the 14th of October or whatever. Rebook no later than. That was, like, one of the last ones. So they change on a daily basis based on what's happening with that storm. But you can't just get a full refund for the most part. I mean, most of the times, they're reissued types of tickets. Now, if you had travel insurance, there's a whole different ballgame there. Because, you know, you can take it for trip cancellation. You can take it for trip interruption. You can do it with misconnection. I mean, there's all different layers of insurance that you can do. The baggage delays, emergency evacuations, all car rental collision insurance. I mean, you name it, there's a whole laundry list of types of insurance that can be taken out. And there's different levels of coverage. So it's not something you should... Yeah, don't worry. I've got it all covered with my own insurance.
Right.
You may not have that covered because I don't know. My insurance doesn't cover if I can't fly
anywhere
or something like that. So,
or you roll the die. I mean, I think about this with people who are planning these vacations and having come off of a pretty significant vacation. And because I've done this show with you for so long, I was like, absolutely need the insurance because... You don't know what's going to happen, and it might not even be a weather-related issue. What if there's a sickness in the family?
Absolutely.
There's so much that can happen. And, you know, actually, somebody who works within our company, was set up to go on a really amazing vacation. And everyone kind of made fun of his wife for getting the travel insurance based on the travel authority. And they're, you know, and Tammy over there saying, you got to get this. They kind of made fun of him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he had an accident and ended up hurting himself and couldn't travel. And this is a week before he's supposed to leave. So instead of just having to, it would have been a wash with this cruise, mm-hmm. and all of these plans they made, it wasn't.
Right.
You know, it's something they can reschedule now.
They can reschedule, and they didn't lose that hard-earned, mm-hmm. you know, investment they made that they've saved for, they want to do.
Yeah.
It's a disappointment. You can't go now, but at least you know you can go later.
Doesn't it actually, I mean, you have been in this field for so long that do you sometimes just go, what? You have been saving. Mm-hmm. You have been dreaming about this. You are packing everything you're going to wear. I mean, you're looking at all of this stuff, and you're going to roll the dice when it comes to...
It's not worth it.
This.
It's not worth it.
Especially for the price of this.
No, because there's lots of different reasons. Now, if the resort itself is closed because damage,
yeah.
hurricane, that's a different story. There are some things that can be done. If the airlines are completely shut down and can't get into mm-hmm. certain destinations, there's a lot of factors that go into it. But you want to make sure you have the extended coverage. I read an article the other day that a lot of travel insurance does not cover adventure travel.
Oh.
So maybe that's rock climbing. Maybe that it could be skiing. So you really want to make sure when you're going on different types of trips or maybe adventure trips and things like that, that we're looking at together the type of insurance that you need to make sure you get covered. So I always make that, it comes up because everyone's so keen on what's going on right now.
Yeah.
You know, and we're watching the television. We're hoping these poor people don't get impacted. I'm flying myself, and because I know I'm on Delta over the next couple of days, who knows? Because the way that storm's going to go up through, you know, Atlanta. So the worst case is delays,
mm-hmm.
you know, things like that. But it's just the reality.
Yeah.
You know, and if you don't take it out, or at least consider it.
Right. Worst case being that it's delays, but I mean, it's also full on cancellations.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about this too, especially if you are in a situation where you are heading to a cruise.
Yes.
And you don't think about the weather. You think about the weather of the airport that you're flying out mm-hmm. of and mm-hmm. the airport you're flying into.
Mm-hmm.
But there could be a lot of different things along the way that, you know, airports have to, I guess airlines have to be, you know, they have to avoid storms. They might have to make a landing somewhere else and things like that. And that could delay when you're actually showing up to the city that you're, you know, that you're getting on the cruise from.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the things where I go, oh my gosh, if you've given yourself one day before the cruise and something happens, even if it's a canceled flight, you may have lost your entire cruise.
Right. We highly recommend any time of the year that you go in the day before a cruise.
And even sometimes mm-hmm. if it's a certain time of year, I mean, if people are mm-hmm. heading somewhere during a storm season,
mm-hmm.
do you say maybe 2 days?
Right. Enjoy the destination itself.
Right.
The port itself would be great. But make sure you still have insurance, because what happens is if you miss the cruise and
uh-huh.
that cruise sails, you have got to pay to try to catch up on the first port
uh-huh.
that it goes to. Hopefully you can get to. So there's a lot of factors that go into that. So that's where we are. And the reason that I'm excited is we get to have on November the 7th on our show, we're going to have Bob Ford. He is the regional vice president for Travel Guard Insurance, which we use a lot of.
Cool.
It's going to be great. So great to have any call-ins, ask Bob questions, but we were lucky to get him on board with us. So
when we get into, we'll talk to Bob about this mm-hmm. too, but I mean, do you think that there's a misconception out there that travel insurance is too expensive?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, having just purchased it, I was really surprised at how affordable it was.
Right. It really depends on what level you're buying. I mean, you can go in, but that's the important thing. You really need to know your coverage. It's like our own personal insurance.
Yeah.
We decide what we're going to do. Can we afford this? But then we look at what we're getting as far as the coverage. It's the same thing. We as travel consultants are not insurance agents, but we have the ability to present to you, and you also have the ability to be able to call directly before you make that decision for the insurance to the insurance company to ask them those types of questions. So it's a win-win. You just don't just say, I'm not doing it. Nothing's going to happen.
You don't want to throw caution to 145 mile per hour winds.
No, you don't want to do that at all.
Exactly.
You know, with changes, though, we were talking earlier before we came on the air, there's a few things that are happening in the travel industry. Now some of the checked bag fees are going up. You know, United did it.
Yeah.
Delta's looking. Everyone will do it. The current first bags for most of them are $25. They're now going to be $30. And the current second bag, it was $35. Now it's going to be $40. Doesn't seem like a lot, but at the same time, they are increasing, and you just need to be aware of it. A good idea, pack light.
Yeah.
Get one. If you have to check a bag, which most people do, pack light. And you can't just assume you're going to be able to carry on all your belongings, because that doesn't happen these days either. Because if it's, you know, if there's not space, you're going to have to figure that out too.
Now, do you know anything about the? I believe it was the Congress possibly looking at mandating that airlines increase, space for people who are flying. Have you?
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on. We belong to ASTA, the Association for Travel Agency Community, and ASTA has been around forever, as long as travel agents, I think, and they keep us really up to date, and they're involved in all these things going on politically and in our Congress. So yeah, we get some of that back to us as far as decisions, how they're going to make it, and full disclosure, I mean, when an airline puts out something, some airlines will put out, base fare, didn't include all the taxes and everything like that. Well, that's kind of deceptive, because you think you're getting a fare for $45 and you realize it's $100.
It's $100,
Right.
Well, and that's another thing that is interesting, though. It's like that face value thing, Bonnie, where you say, oh, wow, what a great idea. Let's increase the foot space and the leg comfort in my seat. Well, if that means they have to take seats out, your price is going to go up.
Sure. They have yield management.
That's just how it is.
It's amazing, the systems they have to monitor the yield.
Yeah.
They know what flights are notoriously going to have certain amount of, people who don't show, so they oversell. It's a science. It's a science, and it's been like that for a very long time.
That's amazing to me.
Now, here's something that's not a science. Some changes in 2019 in the hotel industry.
Ooh.
Urban hotels are going to start charging resort fees.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah.
How does this work?
Well, they figured that they can get them, okay? So they started testing it this year. And you might see more hotels and cities, as well as resort destinations, tracking fees into the final bill. So be aware of all those when you're making reservations, because when we're doing it, we're saying it includes da, 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 da. A lot of times we're packaging, and we've talked about this for years. If you're flying someplace and you need a car rental or you need a hotel, we will bundle it into a Delta vacation, and you save money all the way around.
Is this another reason to use a travel agent, though? Because you don't have to look for those hidden fees and all that other stuff and then get your bill at the end of the vacation and go, wait a second, I'm in the middle of New York City. What is this resort fee here?
Oh, believe me, in New York City taxes and service fees, they've always been pretty high. They're also going to start enforcing more of the cancellation fees.
Oh.
Because remember, if you're making your own hotel reservation, and they're going to say, okay, we're going to hold this for you and so forth, but you have, up to 24 hours to cancel or 48 hours to cancel. Pay attention to that.
Yeah.
Because you've also given them your credit card to hold that. Mm-hmm. And they can charge, and they will, and they do. So even if you no-show and decide, you have to abide by that. There's going to be a little longer booking windows, and that's interesting because the occupancy is soaring. I mean, the hotels are doing great across the country, actually around the world. So I would book early. I wouldn't wait until that last moment to say, I need a hotel, whatever be the case. And they're also trying to immerse themselves more in the local food and beverage. So you're going to start seeing maybe hotels that have restaurants doing something a little bit more immersive in the location.
Yeah.
We've talked, you and I always talk food.
Yeah, we do.
And in your last trip, you were completely immersed in the food and beverage. So it was great. So, just a lot of that's going on. There's simple little things, but sometimes those numbers add up if you're not aware. We watch the numbers for you, for sure.
You know, and I think there's another misconception, especially for people who don't plan ahead and maybe don't use a travel agent or a travel agency, that, oh, if I wait last minute,
I'll get a better deal.
isn't that kind of the same thing as like waiting last minute to do all of your holiday shopping? I mean, if you wait until after the holiday, you're probably going to get a better deal. But that's not the same with travel.
No, I think with travel, it's demand. I mean, if you think, especially if you're traveling over peak times, you know, someplace warm in the middle of the winter and you're up in the freezing, but you can sometimes see, but they drop fares in and out. The hotels do the same thing. You know, it's sometimes over the holidays, it's lower pricing in hotels because the business traveler is not traveling.
Okay.
So that's a good time sometimes.
So the if you're thinking about, if you are, though, on the opposite end of this and you're thinking, hey, I want to go somewhere, you know, next in 2 weeks.
Right.
And I'm really flexible on where I go and where I stay. I just know I got to get out of here. Mm-hmm. And then you call the travel authority. You'll find the best deal because it is kind of last minute. But you'll also go, hey, I know they have more inventory over here. So if you're flexible, I'll send you here.
And we have a lot of great guests on our show. And they are what we refer to as preferred suppliers. Mm-hmm. We know their integrity. We know that the quality of what they present. And we are constantly informed about inventory, and we go right into that because we can go right online and get in through the travel agent portals for that they have. So we can check all those different availabilities. You know, it's funny. I'm looking at October, and October is National Plan a Cruise Month. Isn't that interesting? And, yes, we do more than cruises for anybody listening to that because we do have a lot of people that are in the cruise industry on our show. But it's a great time. We've been watching some really great deals going on, too. And in announcement of that, something near and dear to your heart, I thought I'd let you know the 2021 Ocean Collection is now available with Crystal Cruises.
Oh, where are we going?
Drum roll. Oh, my gosh. Well, these are just incredible. I mean, they have their world cruises, but you can break them up into certain segments. I mean, they are just Indonesia. They are going into Iceland. They're going into the Antarctica. I mean, there's so many different places.
The
Northwest Passage, Northeast Passage. I mean, these guys are doing an amazing job. And the thing, 2021 is open for sale. That means 19 and 20 are going on right now, too. But they just opened it up today.
For people listening right now and they're thinking, oh, my gosh, that's a couple years out.
No.
The best thing about this, though, is when you have places like Crystal that put this out and other really great cruise organizations that put it out a couple years in advance, that means you have something, A, to look forward to, but also to start saving toward.
Right, because you're talking about a deposit down. You're not talking about full payment. And these are the types of things that people who like to do these world cruises, these different segments, these destinations, the minute they're open, they're in there making reservations. So it's not like they're going to go empty, but you get the benefit of some of the advance savings for depositing. There's a lot of that goes on all the different lines that are out there. Plus, you get your choice of where you're going to, what cabin, the things that you want to do. If you wait until the last minute, they're only going to have a handful, and they're not necessarily going to get, you know, the rock bottom price.
Right.
Speaking of things going on.
Yeah.
Reminder, On Stage Alaska is at the Traverse City Country Club on November 1st at 6 p.m. It's an incredible opportunity. If you're thinking about it, if you're dreaming about it, or if you have maybe made some decisions, we have entertainers. We have people that are from Alaska that are going to talk to you Alaska that they are passionate about. So you get that opportunity. Holland American brings them around the whole country, and we're happy to have On Stage Alaska back in Traverse City. So again, it's just RSVP to our office. There's no charge for it. We'll have refreshments, but you'll learn about that Yukon experience. Mm-hmm. You'll learn about what to see in Alaska, and you'll hear it from people that live there and do it.
That's November 1st.
Yes.
And it's at the Traverse City Golf and Country Club.
Mm-hmm.
And just RSVP to the travel authority so that you know how much food to bring.
That's exactly what and how to set up. That's exactly right.
Alaska is definitely on my bucket list. You've been there a number of times,
yes.
Bonnie. And I've talked to people who say they always marvel, even, you know, after going there for years and years, that as soon as you are in this area, the fact of the matter is it's the kind of peace and the kind of quiet that you can't explain until you've been there.
And the wildlife. You
yeah.
just, you know, it's not something planned. It's so real.
Yeah.
And, you know, you get to really understand why Alaskans are so proud of where they live, because they love sharing that with you.
And you can find out more on November 1st.
Way up north
to Alaska. Well, Bonnie, that has been, it's been a wonderful potpourri sort of show today.
I do enjoy these days.
I do too. TravelAuthority.com, thetravelauthority.com, and Eltour Company. If you have any questions, you can always get in touch with them at one of their locations, including right here in downtown Traverse City on Cass Street, right?
You bet. We're there. Give us a call.
Thank you so much, Bonnie.
Brother Billy, too. They crossed the Yukon River and found the Bonanza Gold below that old white mountain.